The epistle for this Sunday is taken from St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brethren, you know that when you were Gentiles, you went to dumb idols according as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God says anathema to Jesus, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of workings, but the same God, who works all things in all. Now the manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone for profit. To one through the Spirit is given the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge, according to the same Spirit. To another faith in the same Spirit. To another the gift of healing in the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the distinguishing of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. But all these things are the work of one and the same Spirit, who allots to everyone according as He will. Please stand for the Gospel, which today is that of the Apostle St. Luke. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable also to some who trusted in themselves as being just and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and began to pray thus within himself. O God, I thank Thee that I am not like the rest of men, robbers, dishonest, adulterers, or even like this publican. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes of all that I possess. But the publican, standing afar off, would not so much as lift up his eyes to heaven, but kept striking his breast, saying, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went back to his home justified rather than the other, for everyone who exalts himself shall be humbled, and he who humbles himself shall be exalted. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Please be seated. We read on this Sunday the parable of the Pharisee and the publican. Our Lord teaches the importance of prayer and contrasts two types: the ones rejected by society and those who are highly esteemed as the pure separated ones, which that is the meaning of the word Pharisee. Let us then think about prayer in this afternoon, and let us turn away from pride that impedes us to true piety and return to the humility and true nature of prayer. What was the publican doing in this gospel? He had a conversation with God. He was praying. And taking today's gospel, it would be wise to understand the basic foundation of prayer, since usually seems to be a wrong perception of what prayer truly is. Saint Teresa of Avila, Doctor of the Church, sums up the whole matter with what magnificent sweep of the pen in her classical definition of prayer. Quote, mental prayer is nothing else than an intimate friendship, a frequent heart-to-heart conversation with Him by whom we know ourselves to be loved. In her autobiography, she writes about the first stages of prayer and gives advice to beginners who commence in the journey towards a spiritual life. We will give a general idea of prayer according to the saint, Saint Teresa of Avila, and also her view regarding the soul. Saint Teresa refers to the Gospel of Saint John, and when she speaks about prayer and the spiritual life in terms of seeking union with God, the process is burdensome, according to the saint. I have to say that the labor is greatest at first, for it is they who toil, our Lord indeed given them strength. She gives a general introduction of the different levels of prayer in which the crosses to carry are all going to be different in the different stages. At first, it is Satan who puts before it all possible obstacles to prevent the soul's perseverance in the journey towards sanctity. What is more interesting to see in the saint is her simplicity of thought, which is nevertheless very deep and clear in her use of many good analogies that are very helpful to start the journey towards a spiritual life and to have a better understanding of what prayer is. The saint has developed a great love, taken mostly from the Gospel of Saint John, and the analogies and images used by the apostle are a source of inspiration to Saint Teresa. Let us see now in which way Saint Teresa sees the soul. She explains that the beginner must see the soul and look upon himself as making a garden. How is the soul of the beginner? The good Lord cannot take complete delight in this garden, because the soul is unfruitful and abounding in weeds, so it cannot bear good fruit. It is important to remark the resemblance of this explanation with that of Saint John. The garden is the soul, according to the saint, and for Saint John, we are the branches. God the Father is the husbandman, the one who wants to take delight by looking at the garden. We are the good gardeners who have to ask the assistance of God to be able to bear good fruit, the fragrance of the virtuous and fruitful works. Saint Teresa, borrowing the concept from Saint John, states that as good gardeners, we have to see that in the garden of our soul, the plants grow, and also that we have to water them carefully. This is done by the help of God. Every blossom that the garden produces is done only because the branch who abides in the vine and so produces good fruit. She says, quote, "Thus far we can advance ourselves, that is by the grace of God, for without that, as everyone knows, we never can have one good thought." She points out the scripture passage from St. John, chapter 15, "Without me, you can do nothing." This garden of our soul has different ways by which can be watered. The first way is the one that mostly concerns to us today. Water must not fail in any type of the ways of watering the garden, as a branch, in order not to be purged away by the husbandman, will have to abide in the tree and so bear fruit. Those who are beginners need to draw the water out of the well, a very laborious process indeed, but necessary, since it behooves at the beginning to keep a recollection of the senses. It is for this reason that there is a purgation which requires to water the flowers in the best of our efforts, also taking into account that when we begin to draw the water up out of the well, either God may grant that there is going to be water or not. That does not depend on us. As long as we put our good dispositions, that will suffice to strive towards watering the flowers. Why might the well be dry? And Saint Teresa says that it can be done for our greater good. He himself, our Lord, can preserve the flowers without water. The good gardener labors in the garden of the emperor. He remains in him and abides in him, just simply rejoicing in the fact that has been given the possibility of such great favor of drawing the water up out of the well, without us expecting an abundance of water, even our tears will suffice to please Him. Therefore, this should be the attitude of a good gardener who starts in prayer. The value of the garden, the soul, is always beautiful with blooming roses. In another book that Saint Teresa wrote entitled The Interior Castle, the author compares a soul in the state of grace to a well of limpid water from which flow only streams of clearest crystal. This water raises from the river of life, that is to say, God. It has to be near it in order to bring forth good fruit. The branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me, says the Gospel of St. John. The advice that the saint gives is that the one who prays has to always be looking towards the aim of prayer, which is to serve our Lord in His garden with increasing the love for Him. We should wish to suffer also as our Lord Jesus has also suffered in the cross. Saint Teresa says, quote, "We are not our own, but His. He shows us His mercy enough. When it is His pleasure, we should be willing to dig in His garden and to be near the Lord of it. He certainly is near to us." The soul of the beginner should realize that prayer is not about us at all. We are not starting praying seeking an emotional relief, rather to accomplish the will of God. The soul should not look for pleasing himself, but Him, neither to rejoice nor to be greatly afflicted, nor in the sweetness and tenderness which we for the most part desire and with which we console ourselves, but rather in serving our Lord in justice, in fortitude, and in humility. Prayer in this life, according to many of the spiritual authors and the Carmelite Saint Teresa of Avila, whom we just are reflecting upon, prayer will pursue the aim of detachment of oneself to be united to God, abiding in Him, enduring suffering or consolations in the garden of our souls. In these days of whirlwind activity and deafening noise, it becomes more and more necessary to pause daily for interior conversation with Christ. "As the Father hath loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love," says Saint John. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.